Listen up. It pains me to say this, but I don't know how else to put it. I'm obviously not getting through to you people. This podcast is a work of fiction, so don't try the crazy antics you hear on here at home. In fact, maybe you should listen with adult supervision. I'm talking to you, Mr. President.
Aw, yeah. Here we are with another Red Mullet podcast. Nicely packaged for your listening pleasure. We do hope y'all been enjoying this season. We aim to please, whether it's cleaning up the streets or clogging up the interwebs. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know if there's anyone you'd like us to interview or not interview. Maybe you got a hometown hero you think would make a good guest, or maybe you got an old nemesis you think could use a good talking to. We don't usually make house calls, but maybe we can phone them up and have a chat. We're going to be wrapping up this season after this, but if we can generate enough interest, maybe there'll be more to come. It's up to you. As a reminder, the season finale is going to be recorded live at the Memphis Comic and Fantasy Convention during the weekend of November 17th to the 19th. Check out their website for tickets and scheduling at memphiscfc.com and be checking our Facebook fan page for more details. My guest this week is a picture of discipline, efficiency, stealth, strength, speed, and endurance. He's most at home when he's sopping wet from head to toe, so he's been a natural choice whenever I need a partner for aquatic missions. Cowboy don't like it when his socks get wet, and the power udder don't operate well underwater.
I'm working on it.
So this feller and I dive right in, pun intended. I'm glad to call him a friend and always proud to fight beside him. Welcome with me, Splish Splash Sassafras.
Hey, man, what's been going on?
Oh, the usual. Kicking A's and taking nays. How about yourself?
Can't complain. You ain't called me for one of your crazy missions.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I don't want to waste your time with these land-loving lowlives. Besides, ain't you got enough to keep you busy?
Ain't nothing going on in my little pond. Yeah, I got that mother locked down.
I hear that, and I have no doubt. Don't nobody mess with the Fraz for miles around.
Leagues, man. We're talking leagues.
I know that's right. Hey, you still seeing that girl you met in Atlantic City? The one with the webbed toes?
Oh, man. You know how it goes. I see her when I'm in Atlantic City. Maybe I see someone else when I'm somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
What about you, man? I heard you've been hanging around with that little fine pig girl.
Oh, that's nothing. We just friends. Colleagues, really.
Uh-huh. Whatever you say.
Let's get back to you. There's a lot of folks who don't know anything about you. What should we tell them?
Man, you know, I'm just out there doing my thing. People need saving, and I'm in the area. I jump in, and I save them. Simple as that. I don't even think about it. It's just what I do.
Well, you're very good at it. You're probably one of the most fearless heroes I know.
I really appreciate that.
It's true. I remember that one time we fought them giant lamprey things that was terrorizing the coast of Nantucket. You dove right into that freezing cold water and started harpooning them suckers left and right.
Yeah, man. They was nasty. So was the waitress at the oyster bar. Oh!
Ugh, oysters. I was sick for days. That's not as bad as the time we took down them mind-controlling jellyfish in Bermuda.
Oh, I remember the Mai Tais in Bermuda. And some serious hot tub hotties.
I think I got stung too many times to remember that. Of course, I was covered in plastic wrap, too.
Oh, yeah. You asked that lifeguard to pee on you. Kinky.
That's what you're supposed to do. I read that somewhere.
Whatever, man. That was gross. Even for me.
What about you? You got a favorite team-up story?
Man, I don't know. They all kind of run together after a while.
Come on, dude. There's got to be one that sticks out.
Well, I sometimes think about the time when we had to figure out why all them puffins kept disrupting the sailboat races at Newport Beach.
That's right. We followed a whole flock of them to that abandoned nail salon.
And come to find out, it was that crazy rich guy who wanted to rig the races. He'd been training for all them years.
Yeah, Puff McMasters. He didn't put up much of a fight.
But neither did his wife.
Aw, come on, man.
I mean, she confessed right away. They were both in on it together.
Oh, right.
Still, the stewardess on the flight home was a real freak.
Jeez, man, you need to control yourself.
I can't help it. I'm a hot-blooded aquatic mammal.
Well, why don't you tell us a little more about that? Have you always been comfortable in the water?
Not always. I used to be terrified to go in the water. My mama used to have to hose me off because I wouldn't get in the bathtub. I think I saw Jaws at an early age, and it put an unfounded fear in me. But then one day, I got to watch the 1994 TV movie called Frogmen, starring O.J. Simpson, and my life changed.
Just like that. I mean, I know the juice changed a lot of people's lives, but I hadn't heard that version in particular before.
Hey, man, if the suit don't fit, you still get wet.
So, did you take swim lessons or what?
Yeah, I took swim lessons, and I got good, too. Made the swim team in high school. I was even considered for the Olympic team, but...
But what?
And let's just say I was encouraged to withdraw my application.
On account of what?
How many black swimmers you see at the Olympics?
I don't know. I only watch the winter ones.
Okay. Well, there's about as many black swimmers as there are black ice skaters.
Oh, that's disheartening.
You're telling me. And I would have had a gold for sure. But the man had to keep me down.
So what'd you do?
I joined the Navy. Wanted to become a SEAL. They don't get much more hardcore than the SEALs.
And just to clarify for the audience, you're referring to the Specialized Operation Force and not the cute fuzzy marine animal.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And you learned some useful skills there, I imagine?
Yeah, I'd say so. I served my time with them until I decided I could be put to better use in the private sector. So I worked as a mercenary for a while, just to make some dollars. And when I had enough of that, I set out on my own and did the vigilante thing until I got recruited by the HUHA.
All right, so that's where we met. They recruited us about the same time. It didn't stick with me, but you kept at it for quite a while.
Yeah, some people do it for the medical benefits. Some people do it for a sense of teamwork. But me, I did it for the ladies. And they also needed a black dude, so they wouldn't lose their nonprofit status. Equal employment and all that stuff.
Oh, well, I think you bring a lot of swagger to the team.
Yeah, I do. They're kind of pathetic without me. Especially when it comes to the swimsuit calendar. You get yours this year?
Sure we did. It's around here somewhere.
Just call me Mr. September.
Happy Labor Day?
It is for me.
Did they ever take anyone off their mailing list?
Nah, it's for life, dude.
Nice. Lucky us. You know, you think they'd save some money by not sending out them donation requests every month. Of course, it is something to keep us warm in the winter.
Hey, you got any Budweiser over there, cowman?
No. Fresh out.
Throw me one of them cheer wine, then.
That reminds me. You ever had any run-ins with Razor Bachman?
Psst. That crazy biker dude. The bounty hunter. I try to stay as far away from that psycho as I can.
Well, wow, what happened?
I ran into him while I was still a merc. We was tracking down the same guy, some Grand Theft Auto nut. And then we ran into each other staking out the same spot on the south side of Atlanta. There was a bit of throwdown, maybe some collateral damage, I can say right now. If Bully Frog hadn't stepped in, things probably would have gotten a lot worse.
Oh yeah, Bully Frog. We talked to him in here a bit.
That dude's an old school frog, man. I still don't know how he did what he did in that suit of his.
Who can hold their breath for longer, you or Bully Frog?
Forget holding it. I think that dude's got gills or something. I ain't never seen anything like it. And the way he swims, it's like his legs wasn't put on right.
No kidding. Stuff of legends, huh?
Yeah, man. They don't make heroes like that no more.
I know that's right. You guys work together any other time?
We got hired to do some treasure hunting in the Caribbean one time.
Now that sounds exciting. How'd that go down?
Some rich Spaniard wanted us to find a sunken ship that had a hull full of gold doubloons. We didn't believe it, but the pay was good, so neither one of us could say no. We spent a couple of weeks plumbing the spots he had marked on this map, but couldn't get any good soundings. Finally, we heard from some of the local fishermen about a lagoon near the islands that was said to have been cursed. Anyone who swam in the waters was dragged down into the murky depths and never resurfaced. It was too much for us to resist. So we sailed all over there and scoped it out, getting all kind of readings on the equipment. It looked like there was a series of underwater caves and tunnels and real strong undertow. We waited till the tide was real low. Then we took turns tying ourselves to a boat and diving as deep as we could. And a few hours later, the tide started coming back up, so we took a break and did some fishing. Didn't catch nothing but a couple of dogfish. But at some point, Bully cut his finger on something and a drop of blood fell in the water. You'd have thought we'd chummed the waters all day the way the sharks came in. They surrounded the boat in droves, and they was hungry. We decided it was best to head for the shore. I don't mess with no sharks. We never did find no gold, but the friendship we shared was a treasure in itself. That and a group of surfer girls we met at the hotel bar were a nice perk.
Okay, I think this is a good time to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more from Splish Splash Sassafras.
From the studio that brought you I Am Spartan, Gauntlet Run Origins, and Gauntlet Run Breach, comes an all-new chapter to the already stellar Gauntlet Run Chronicles, Gauntlet Run Reprove Death Force. When a bounty hunt goes wrong, you better believe your favorite charming protagonists are there at the center of the action to deliver some over-the-top violence. And this time, they've even added a plot line, peppered with intrigue, betrayal, and romance. Don't miss Gauntlet Run Reprove Death Force, starring Joe Carolino, Vic Matthews, Alex Hargett, and Rachel Tracy. Coming soon, this film is not yet rated.
Hey, we're back with our friend Splish Splash Sassafras, civil servant and loyal member of HUHA. Tell us, Fraz, since you've been with the Union, what have been some of the most thrilling conflicts you've been involved with?
Thrilling? I wouldn't describe anything the Union does as thrilling. That's one of the reasons I joined. I had enough of thrilling. I was just ready to sit back and relax. Let the younger guys do the thrilling.
You trying to say that the homogenous Union of heroic ambivalence doesn't handle violent confrontations?
No, man. They too diplomatic for that. They all about talking through stuff and finding peaceful ways to resolve things. The most exciting interactions we have are when we get to ride on the parade floats.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I didn't stick around.
Yeah. If action is your thing, the HUHA is not for you. Unless you're looking for the other kind of action, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, everyone knows what you're saying.
Hey, you remember that nurse at the medical tent near Lake Titicaca?
The one with Doctors Without Borders? She didn't even speak English, man.
Some words don't need to be said.
Why were we even there?
You remember. We was looking into the disappearance of that archaeologist. What's his name? The one that was exploring them Inca ruins.
Yeah, I don't remember much of that trip. I think I got malaria or something.
You didn't get no malaria. It was something you ate.
Well, it taught me not to leave the country without getting all my shots, that's for sure. Remember that, kids.
It would have been a great trip if you hadn't woken up the ancient sun god.
For the last time. He weren't no sun god.
How would you describe it, then?
It was a drug-induced mania which caused that Indiana Jones wannabe to set himself on fire and run around throwing flaming coconuts at people.
Admit it, you were scared.
I didn't want to get burned. That's why I kicked him in the lake.
That was a good move. The natives didn't like it too much, though.
We did have to beat a hasty retreat after that.
A quiet exit is usually better.
I'm better at dramatic entrances.
Which is why you wouldn't make a good SEAL.
There was a time when I could have hung with the Spec Ops.
Whatever, man. Not even the Rangers match up to the SEALs.
Ah, them's fighting words, Sassy.
I told you not to call me that.
What's that about anyway? Splish Splash Sassafras. What kind of super name is that?
I'll have you know that the Sassafras plant has a rich history that's been proven useful in its culinary, medical, and architectural properties. Besides that, it smells good.
Well, la-dee-da. Maybe I should have been Huckleberry Hunk.
I think that one's taken. Besides, what makes Red Mullet such a superior name? You obviously ain't got fish powers.
That is the most common misunderstanding, but I've learned to live with it. It's simple, descriptive, and lets people know I mean business.
In the front.
At least I got hair.
That's a low blow, man. You know I shave it off to be more aquadynamic.
Your suit covers you from head to toe. What does it matter?
Well, I do like to be smooth for...
For the ladies. Yeah, we get it.
You didn't think it was such a bad idea when we got slimed by them giant sea snails.
They were sea cucumbers, and we wouldn't have been in that situation if you hadn't seduced their queen.
She was all over me! I didn't even have to try! Just goes to show you how powerful my pheromones are.
That's what pheromones get you. I'll pass.
Her sister seemed to like you well enough.
Ugh, don't remind me.
And if you can't be with the one you love...
Don't.
Honey.
Stop.
Love the slug you with.
Nope.
Love the slug you with.
Sea cucumber.
Whatever.
Have I ever told you what a terrible singing voice you have?
Yeah, you're just jealous.
The Red Mullet may be a lot of things, but jealous is not one of them.
See, that's what I like about you, man. Your ability to convince yourself of things that ain't true.
This is coming from the guy whose catchphrase is... Wet and wild, hot and mild.
And what's your catchphrase?
I don't need one. My actions speak for themselves.
Like your actions when you waltzed into that biker bar in Tampa and promptly got your butt handed to you?
That's only because you went into that strip club across the street.
You lost the coin toss, man.
What was I supposed to do, wait in the car?
You were supposed to ask questions, not start a brawl.
I didn't start nothing.
Yeah, sure. Just like the time at Mardi Gras.
I blame that on sensory overload.
And the incident on Bill Street?
Hey, that was an honest mistake. Besides, it was worth it for the ribs.
Yeah. We've had some good times. And I always appreciate the wisdom you share with me. I gotta admit, I wish I was more like you sometimes, R.M.
Well, thank you, Fraz. That's mighty kind of you to say.
Then I remember how you never get any.
All right.
Not everyone feels the need to fornicate all the dang time. Believe it or not, some of us actually respect women. They ain't just pieces of meat you can have your way with whenever you want.
Okay, okay, simmer down. I respect women. Can I help it if they find me irresistible?
Why do you play with their emotions, man? Why do you always have to take advantage of them?
I don't know. I guess I don't look at it like that. I just figure it's what people do.
Man, you're so busy defining yourself by your carnal conquest, you don't take the time to think about the long-term effects of your actions. You're a role model to a lot of people. Kids, even. Kids that's listening to this show, if their parents ain't already turned it off, have some tact for crying out loud.
Maybe you're right, Mullet. Maybe my actions are a result of my low self-esteem. A desire to be loved and accepted.
Man, people already love you. You're an icon. A superhero, for Pete's sake.
But if I ain't wet and wild, hot and mild, then who am I?
What do you mean? You're Splish-Splash Sassafras. You're the guy who single-handedly stopped the crack-a-lackin' crackin'. You're the guy who broke up the Hard Water Consortium. You distribute filtration systems to third world countries at Christmas. And on top of that, you're my friend. And there ain't no one I'd want by my side on a subaquatic adventure than you.
Hey!
Sorry, CB.
You mean that?
Sure I do. You ever know me to be a liar?
You think I'm an icon? Because I might put that on my business card. The ladies will love it!
Never mind. You want to go get some Mexican food?
At that place with the spicy señoritas.
Yeah, sure. You buy your own queso, though.
Deal.
That's all the time we got for today. We hope you'll join us next time when we interview more unsung heroes and unrepentant villains on the Red Mullet Podcast.
This has been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet and Cowboy created by Jay Choop. Special thanks today to Vic Matthews. For more Red Mullet content, go to andrewchandler.net.